Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you and your family are safe and sound. Remember the Ummah in your du'as. Make du'a for yourself, make du'a for your family members, make du'a for fellow Muslims wherever they are in the world, especially those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are being oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove their difficulties, protect them against the oppressors, and remove the oppressors as well. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are going to be talking about how should I spend my time, my day, what routine should I follow. So stay tuned for some Madani pearls of ideas, some tips and advices as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And let us try and make an intention to implement for our betterment in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. How many wonderful blessings, bounties and benefits they are for that fortunate Muslim who recites an abundant amount of Durood-e Pak on a daily basis. Because this is one thing we need to make our minds. And if we make our mindset, we can do it. That every day dedicate some time to recite the Qur'an, to recite salawat and Durood-e Pak, to recite some istighfar, dhikrullah, and to learn something of the deen from authentic sources which Dawud Islami provides. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the summary of a hadith, the person who recites salawat, Durood-e Pak 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. What a privilege that before leaving this world via a dream, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will show you your place, that you will be residing in paradise. What are we waiting for? Stop wasting this short life, this precious life, in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, and start preparing for the hereafter. Now is the time. Presently, this is the time to prepare for the hereafter. We will be talking about how to spend our time after the beautiful kalam that we will be listening to, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ae waliye madina bulwaiye madina, 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 ae waliye madina Madina, bulwaiye Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ، مدت سے میرے دل
کی طلب ہے،
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. Another beautiful and inspiring kalam. Instead of going towards things like music and songs, towards unnecessary or evil avenues, listen to these kalams. Make our children become used to it as well. Listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran and make our children also used to it, so that we infuse that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, deep into our hearts. We must ensure this for especially our upcoming generations, our future generations as well. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj, for Umrah, time and again, and to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about how to spend our time. Firstly, we need to recognize that we, as a human being, I am a Muslim. Before I am anything else, before I am a teacher, before I am a doctor or a lawyer or whatever profession, whatever fraternity I belong to, I'm first and foremost a Muslim. And the definition of a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, we keep that as our yardstick. What does it mean to submit to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because I'm a Muslim, I'm not just a Muslim in name. I'm not just a Muslim that I come from a Muslim family. I'm born into a Muslim family. Oh, I went to madrasa maybe a long time ago. No, a Muslim is one who obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, obeys Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we'll have to bring in the glorious Quran, the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, along with his Sunnah as well. We have so many examples out there. If I went to fashion, everybody has their own a specific routine that they have. Certain time I'm going to wake up in the morning, certain time I need to go to work, come back from work, certain time I'm going to have my breakfast, lunch and supper, certain time I'm going to sleep. But remember, our lives must revolve around ibadat. In particular, must revolve around our five daily salahs. These are our appointments that we cannot miss. Five times salah, these are appointments because they are at specific times. And my life must revolve around these times. So firstly, identify and recognize, as a Muslim, I need to submit my will to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, I need to come to a realization that, as a Muslim, how do I fulfill my purpose? Because I have a specific purpose which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has ordered me, has informed me in the glorious Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Surah Al-Dhariyat in verse 56, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wama khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. And I have created jinn and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. So let's put these things into perspective. That's my purpose. That's why I have been created as a human being. And I must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for including me in the ummah of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from here we come to realize that the very essence of the human is tied together with the action of worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I do not do this, if I abandon my salah, or if I do not worry about protecting my salah by performing it correctly, how would I know that? How would I know that I am truly performing my ghusl, my wudu, my salah properly? What if I am engaging in things which are makruh tahrimi in salah, or I'm missing a wajibat of salah, or I'm performing a mufsidat, something which breaks the salah but I'm not aware? This is where knowledge comes into play. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has too many facilities of different kinds, even online as well, with over 30 different courses available, especially online via Faizan Online Academy. What are we waiting for? So my routine is to awaken in the morning at a specific time. Best is, you know, if we truly follow the way of the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will achieve the maximum in this short life. People are trying to find ways like, how can I get the maximum out of this life, this short life that I'm in, this temporary life? And that answer lies only and only in following the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The glorious Quran even tells us he is the role model. He is the one, the ideal one to follow. So if I'm following something else other than that, I'm following that which is imperfect, because the sunnah is the perfect lifestyle. And why should any person, any sane person, leave that which is perfect for the opposite? And if we do a cursory study of the so-called civilized world out there, we'll come to a realization how their communities, their societies has fallen down, how their societies have been destroyed, has led to self-destruction. When we look at the pious people, they inform us, they tell us, and they advise us how to live our life, because they lived their lives in accordance with the sunnah of the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've been sent here for a specific purpose, and in order to fulfill that purpose, we have to come back to Quran. We have to come back to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to fulfill this order of Allah jalla jalaluhu on why we have been made and created. The renowned Sufi master Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, if a king sends you somewhere to perform a special task, and along the way you indulge in maybe some entertainment or something else, in everything else besides the task at hand, besides the task that you were appointed for by the king, then if you return, will the king be happy with you? Will the king be pleased with you? Of course he will not. Because he sent you with a specific goal in mind to achieve a certain thing. And you went and enjoyed yourself and indulged in other things besides the thing you were sent for. Allahu Akbar. So we should think about this. That for what have we been sent here? Am I fulfilling that purpose? Am I an obedient slave of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I obedient to the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I have been commanded to obey the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in his obedience is the obedience of Allah jalla jalaluhu. There's a beautiful narration that the great waliyah, a female wali and saint of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the world famous Sayyida Rabi'a As-Suriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she was around the 2nd century Hijri, around that time. And she had profound love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would cry in the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And she would spend great amounts of time in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. She would stay awake at night till late. And for about 50 years, she did not rest on a bed or lay her head on a pillow. Her servant, Sayyida Abda binti Shawwal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, says that Sayyida Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha would remain engaged in salah for the entire night. Before Fajr, she would lay upon the prayer mat itself and for a short while, and then awaken in a state of concern. And she would address herself, she would talk to herself, her nafs. She would say, "Oh nafs, how long will you sleep in this temporary world? This is a place of constriction. Why sleep over here? Remain awake for some time. Earn some good deeds so that you may sleep comfortably in the grave. Nobody shall awaken you there until the day of judgment. Act here, rest there." She would then stand and busy herself with performing ibadat, and she would spend her entire life in this manner. Our life must revolve around ibadat, around our salahs. So awaken for the morning salah, Fajr salah. Try to awaken before that. Look at the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would perform punctually the Tahajjud salah. For us, 5 times salah is fard. For the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was plus the Tahajjud. So how about we awaken at that time as well? We perform the Tahajjud salah and then Fajr salah. How about reading some Quran? Recite some Quran. What can we read? Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the great Kamil Wali of the time, the great scholar of Islam, advises us at least minimum 3 verses of the Quran, 3 verses with translation from Kanzul Iman. And to get the proper understanding of these ayat, of these verses, then go over and read the commentary, the tafsir from either Siratul Jinan. You starting your day on a positive note with your salah, with some recitation of Quran, with your morning supplications and du'as. That is the best way to start your day, to start your routine. And even before that, as soon as you awaken, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah advises, start making good intentions. So consciously, you are consciously involved in it. That, look, I'm awake now, I'm reading my dua for awakening. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. You're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you life again after death, after sleep. Your sleep is the brother of death, as they say. Praising Allah, that's how you're starting your day. Then your salah, and then some Quran, and subhanallah azza wa jal, your supplications and your du'as with your intentions as well. Then if there's food available, they have your breakfast, eat according to sunnah. But again, knowledge comes into play. How I should eat. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed life has been written in detail. There is no other person in the whole of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other human being, that his life has been detailed by historians, by biographers, by the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, through the blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in detail. How he used to eat, how he used to talk, how he used to walk, how he used to converse with the people, how he used to behave with the people, how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give ample and sufficient quality time to his family members, to his honorable wives, how he would take out time to play with his beloved grandsons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, how he would give specific time to his community, to the Sahaba, to address whatever issues they had, to listen to them, to advise them, to mentor them, to teach them after different salahs. Allahu Akbar. how he would go to the through to the marketplace of Medina Sharif, and he would teach the people. He would teach the people. He would advise them. He was, you know, if you find the best husband, the best father, the best brother, the best individual who could encourage people towards goodness, the best statesperson, the best warrior, the best general, Allahu Akbar. Everything is found in the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Nuri Bashar, human, but unlike you and I, his essence and reality is Nur, is light. So why we want to choose people of today who call themselves or who are addressed as influencers, who don't know you and I, who don't care about you and I? Because when we look at, okay, how must I live my life? Many a times a person will go onto the internet or something and Google top tips of being a successful person or the most successful people. These are their traits, these are their characteristics, these are the things that they do. They're not going to show you everything. They are not going to reveal the entire routines. Mostly it's all materialistic. Mostly it's about, okay, keeping your body in shape and okay, getting involved in these kind of businesses so you can earn money, so you can live in a nice house and you can drive nice cars and you can, you know, how to talk and influence people. What about on a social level? What about on days where, you know, as they say, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you have sad days, bad days. What about those days? How do I deal with it? How do I deal with domestic disputes? What about on a spiritual level? These influences, you won't find any kind of true spirituality there. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. But if we look at the life of the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find all of it, a holistic approach of everything. Because life is moving away. The past is there to learn from. The future is there to work towards. But what is staring us in the face is the present, is the right now. What am I doing right now to better myself as a Muslim? That my life must revolve around my salahs. It must revolve around earning halal. It must revolve around obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It must revolve around doing good deeds, abstaining from bad deeds, spending that quality time with my family in order to teach them Islamic values, Islamic teachings, and to strengthen their foundation. Because life is melting away. In Tafsir Kabir, it is mentioned that a religious elder, he says, I learnt the meaning of the second verse of Suratul Asr from a person who was selling ice, an ice seller. The ice seller was proclaiming in the market, oh people, be merciful to me. Be merciful to the one whose goods are melting. As in, be merciful to me and please purchase my product. Soon it's going to melt. The elder says, upon hearing this, I realized the lesson in that. That this is the meaning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal insana lafi khusr. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, mankind is surely in loss. The life of a human is slowly melting away in the same fashion as ice. He who does not gather good deeds shall be in severe harm, in severe loss. Judge my life. Am I only concerned about materialism that's going to fade away? Am I only concerned in the here and now regarding my financial state, regarding the connections and contacts I have to make in this dunya? I'm only concerned about this. What about what is to come? The time in the grave? What about the hereafter? So I need to live my life such that my routine helps me to prepare for what is imminent, what is on its way to me, al-maut, which is death. And in this beautiful, fragrant, madani environment of Dawud Islami, these reminders are constantly given to us. That no matter how successful a person is, worldly-wise, all of that success, all of those degrees, all of those investments remain behind. What have you sent forth? These questions we have to ask ourselves. I need you to ask yourself, I need to ask myself. That when I'm planning my routine, my day-to-day schedule, do my salahs factor in there? Does my ibadat factor in there? Does my recitation of Qur'an-e-Pak, Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah factor in there? Is learning the deen or teaching the deen, does it factor anywhere in there? If not, I need to get my priorities straight. That I'm here for a short time. I'm here as a Muslim. And a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm here and I have a specific purpose. And in order to fulfill that purpose, the sunnah is there in front of us. The blessed life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what am I doing? Nobody is saying don't study to become this profession or that professional. Nobody is saying don't invest in the world. Don't leave a financial legacy. Nobody is saying this. We're saying is get back to priorities, because all of that remains behind. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the Glorious Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 111. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the Muslims their wealth and lives in this exchange that for them is paradise. Look at the mercy of Allah, subhanallah, the most merciful Allah, that He gave you and I life. He gave us wealth. Some have more, some have less. He gave us opportunities. And what He gave us, He is purchasing it. He's buying it from us, our lives, our wealth. What He gave us, He's buying it from us. In exchange for Jannah, for paradise, for heaven, I need to fulfill my part of it. And be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, obedient to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, a person will end up becoming a slave of the desires, a slave and obedient to the Nafsul Ammarah, his ego himself. Or a person will end up becoming obedient to society. What society says, that's how I have to live my life. Don't be a slave to society, the societal pressures out there. And okay, this is the latest fashion, these are the clothing which are in fashion, which are trending. These are the things that are going viral. These are the foodstuffs that we need to try. All of that is what? Allahu Akbar. All that, whatever entertainment is there, whatever superficial is there, come back. Come back to the teachings of Al-Quran. Come back to the teachings of Al-Islam. Come back to obeying the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And come back to the Sunnah of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In that lies true success. In that lies salvation in this world and in the hereafter as well. In that lies honor. The father of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, says that the source of every perfection lies in performing the worship of Allah Almighty. And the actual honor of mankind lies in them lowering their head in His court. Subhanallah. This hadith mentions من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Whosoever for Almighty Allah lowers himself, Allah Almighty grants him elevation, a high rank or greatness. Subhanallah. We want honor in this world. We want respect in this world. But how do I achieve that? By lowering ourselves, by being humble, by being obedient, an obedient slave of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We have a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلِّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. That there are seven individuals who shall be granted the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day when there shall be no shade except the shade of his arsh. From amongst these seven, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam says, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرُ اللَّهَ أَخَالِيًا فَفَاضُدْعِيْنَا. Amongst them is a man. He performs a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private and his eyes flow with tears. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, in privacy he remembers it, he performs a dhikr of Allah. In privacy he sheds tears. This is not worship for the people. This is that done with sincerity. That done alone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there shall be people from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who shall come on the day of judgment. And they shall have deeds which are like mountains. But those deeds which are like mountains, they shall be scattered. They shall be scattered like dust. Why? Because their deeds were not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Their deeds were for the people. This person shall come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I fought in your path. I performed all of this worship. I gave all of this charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say, who did you do it for? Go ask them for your reward. And dear viewers, one thing is to do things in public. It could be done to encourage others for the sake of Allah Ta'ala though. But another is having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private, behind closed doors. And if it was when nobody else is watching, that is a time for you to pray, for you to repent, control your tongue, lower your gaze, even when you are alone. Yes, public worship, brilliant, and the fara'id, of course, it must be done publicly. But it is private worship which can guarantee you Jannah, inshallah wa azza wa jal. Ultimately guarantee you a tear out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guarantee you Jannah and also the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no other shade. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Difficulties are there to make us stronger. You know, they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Consider these as tests from Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This world is full of tests and trials. This is not Jannah. This is not paradise for the believers. In fact, the reality is this world itself, this dunya, is a prison for the believers and a paradise for the disbelievers. And the believer, when he leaves this prison, he is free. Then his way is open for paradise. And the disbeliever, when he leaves his paradise here, then he enters into his prison. To consider these things. Firstly, recognize, admit, acknowledge, I'm a Muslim and I have to submit to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That I have a clear purpose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to create a routine in my life from the moment I awaken till I sleep, that must revolve around ibadah. That must revolve around my five daily salahs. Yes, we are obviously going to slot in maybe college time, work time into that. But it must revolve around my salahs. Must revolve around doing good deeds, giving sadaqah, refraining from evils. And if a person keeps the consequences of sins in mind, that will motivate them to stay away from evil. Firstly, it earns the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. It pleases shaitan. It distances one from Jannah and takes a person closer to Jahannam, the hellfire. It harms his own body, his own life. It corrupts his inner self. It offends kiraman katibin, the angels who are busy writing the deeds of a person. It causes sadness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his noble tomb. It makes the heavens, the earth, and the entire creation a witness to his disobedience. And he tries to deceive and disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. But one day he will get caught. So think about these consequences and live this short life in only obeying Allah Azza wa Jal to the best of your ability. Yes, we are weak. We know that. We know. We falter. We fall. We make mistakes. The important thing is to keep coming back. Keep coming back and sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And engage in those things which benefit us. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, it is from the excellence of a Muslim to shun that which does not concern him. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states regarding this blessed hadith that the meaning is a person should refrain from such speech, actions, habits that are not beneficial for him in this world or the hereafter. So that's one of the first things we should do. Part of my routine is in that, are there any kinds of talk or is there any habits that I have that has no benefit actually in dunya and akhirah? So include that part and parcel of your routine, and the routine should be based, if we want true success here and in the hereafter, it should be based on the sunnah, the perfect lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.